Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and our allied dairy industry here in Kansas about the annual KSU Dairy Days, February 5th at the Whiteside Amish Community Building near Whiteside, Kansas, and then on February 7th at the Seneca Community Center. Some of the highlights of the talks that will be presented during that time will be a talk about using robotics to milk dairy cows. We'll also hear about how beef crosses are being used to increase revenue on dairy farms as we have an oversupply of dairy heifers and an opportunity to move some of those animals into the beef industry if they are crossed with beef breeds. We'll have an update from the Kansas Dairy Association as well as the Kansas Dairy Commission. Midwest Dairy Association will also provide an update for us, as well as Southwest Dairy Farmers. We're going to talk about some new things, too. We're going to have Dr. Gene Boomer in to talk about managing gut health for healthier cows and higher production. Dr. Scott Dennis will present some information on what we should be considering when we think about fiber digestibility and selecting a silage hybrid. We're going to talk about some risk management options that dairy producers might be able to take advantage of as we move through 2019 and see changes in those programs. We'll also hear about securing the Kansas milk supply. Again, that will be February 5th at the Whiteside Amish Community Building near Whiteside, Kansas, and then February 7th at the Seneca Community Center. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.